Well, the growth here has been phenomenal. I figured out that by the second year, we were the largest in the Tampa Bay area. By the third year, we were the largest in Florida. And by the fifth year, we were the largest in the Southeast U.S.
That's amazing. Did you just think of this? I mean, how did this happen?
Interestingly, there were several earlier incarnations with a cornerstone vendor called Spice Routes. She actually started a version in the old Plaza Tower building.
Okay.
That didn't work out. Mm-hmm. She and my life partner, Gail, mm-hmm. started a market in Williams Park back in the mid to late 90s.
Gotcha.
That didn't work out. And then another group of about a dozen people all came together and said, we want to give it another go.
Yeah.
And so they did a lot of planning. I didn't actually come in until about 2 months after it started.
Okay.
All the other folks had sort of parted ways when all the hard work came into place. And so, but I got the bug.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just enjoying the sense of community that markets bring is really what inspired me.
Well, I spent some time on your website and actually talked about this in the first hour. Having come to the market for so many years, so many times, I was unaware really of just starting with there's a mission statement. You're trying to do a lot of things at once in one place here.
We are.
And this is like the town square.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about that. Some of the other aspects of this that people might not think about.
Well, one of the things that Gail in particular, my partner in this, is passionate about is growing farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Small farmers, ironically, in Florida are really in the minority in a major fashion. Florida's an agribusiness state. So when we went looking for farms, there were none to be found. And so we're really proud that we have been able to partner and help some small farms grow.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, customers love them.
Yeah.
Another thing that we have deliberately created was design this market so that it was a fabulous social experience. And I would say it's the only market I know that's deliberately designed like this in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, the vibe here is different. We also partner with our vendors. I do a lot of coaching and consulting with them about their businesses and particularly their vending here. And it's so gratifying because there are many vendors here who have had success beyond their wildest dreams.
Right. And beyond that, have started retail locations. You put people in business, essentially.
In many cases, there have been many examples of that. We've actually had people who also had retail, and a woman had a cupcake store and was closing it down, came here, and she said at her fourth week she sold more in 5 hours here than she sold in a month in her cupcake store.
Wow.
So, you know, it's getting brick and mortar is not always the ticket.
But it's interesting, too, to see, to be a part of this today and be listening to Ryan Jordan of the Rum Fest and how it's an opportunity to really meet one-on-one with people who are just now learning about this and getting excited about this race coming up, and they're going, what is this? Who is it? What's this about?
Yeah.
And you know that this is an operation that is built to last and is going to be here 15 years from now, much bigger. And, you know, the market's going to be a big part of it.
And I love that a big part of what they do in their races is really highlight what's great about the community.
Yeah. Exactly.
And most races aren't like that.
Yeah.
And so that's why we're delighted to partner with them and think everybody wins.
Yeah, and, you know, the fact that, you know, they do big things elsewhere in the country and just happen
indeed
to live here is a real benefit.
We love them for
as
it.
As well. Well, Mark, thank you so much for stopping by.
You bet.
You're a busy man on the first day of market. But I'm a fan. It is an honor to meet you.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.